1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A disaster declaration in Dallas County, Texas, after severe rain pummeled the region.
After a devastating and deadly Memorial Day holiday weekend of violent storms, yet another horrific system sweeping through Texas.
Oh my God!
Torrential rain inundating drivers on Interstate 635 in Dallas. By the time the storms made their way to Houston, outages topped a million across the state.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. It took until early evening in New York City, but closing arguments concluded in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. On Wednesday, the judge will instruct the jury, and then the panel will begin deliberations. In Washington, D.C., a three-judge federal appeals panel upheld the conviction of January 6th insurrectionist Thomas Webster and the 10-year prison sentence the retired New York City cop got. The panel rejected Webster's claim that the jury that convicted him was biased. This is ABC News. An F-35 attack fighter, which costs about $75 million apiece, crashed near Albuquerque's airport.
The F-35 had just taken off from the Albuquerque airport when there was an emergency on board and the pilot ejected before the plane went into a hillside. The military tells us the fighter jet was a brand new F-35 being transferred from the Lockheed factory to the Marine Corps and was being flown by a contract pilot to deliver the plane. Albuquerque fires as a pilot survived and was sent to a hospital. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From the Good Works file, Melinda French Gates says she will be donating $1 billion over the next 2 years to individuals and organizations working on behalf of women and families worldwide. Separately, the Giving Pledge, founded by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, announced that OpenAI head honcho Sam Altman has joined its list of plutocrats committed to donating over half of their fortunes. Says he wants to focus his philanthropy on tech that helps create abundance for humans. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere. They're slightly personal. We're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings, but lost to the Cubs before 24,000 fans here at American Family Field. Chicago with a five-run rally in the 10th went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run, but was called out at second, trying to secure a double. The challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor Megill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah.
there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang-bang play, key moment.
The Cubs got a good performance from their bullpen, and starter Ben Brown was pulled after pitching a no-hitter through seven. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tight game, and you know, there was a lot of big pitches to be made, and I thought guys kept making them.
Again, the final Cubs over the Brewers 6-3. The series continues tomorrow night. From Milwaukee with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, some locally heavy rainfall. Lows will drop to the upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark. On Wednesday, skies turning sunny with highs in the low to mid 60s, mid and upper 60s for Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll get organized with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us are my colleague and buddy, Michelangelo Signorelli, the journalist, commentator, host of his own program right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127 from 3 to 6 Eastern Time every day, follows my program. You can read his work at the Signorelli Report, Signorile Report, on Substack.com. Signorelli.substack.com URL. And you can also tweet him at M. Signorelli. Michelangelo, welcome back to the program. It's always great talking with you.
Great speaking with you, too. And people can go to signorelli.com, Signorile.com, just right there and get right to the Substack.
Great. Thank you for that. I was fascinated by your piece about Alito should not be serving on the Supreme Court. What really caught my attention was you're arguing that Democrats are essentially falling into a trap here. Can you explain that?
Well, what we've heard from Democrats so far is he should recuse himself. He should recuse himself. And they bring in legal scholars, ethicists who say no Supreme Court justice, no judge should be showing any political bias of any kind, should be putting out anything that shows that they might have some sort of lean politically. And to me, that is the weaker argument here, because they are arguing back, well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg criticized Donald Trump before, you know, obviously before she died, and she was critical of him as president, and she didn't recuse herself in cases. And it is comparing apples and oranges. What Alito did wasn't just show political bias. He pledged allegiance to a rebellion against this country. And that is what Democrats should be arguing. That is something that Ruth Bader Ginsburg hasn't done, Sotomayor hasn't done, Justice Kagan hasn't done. No justice appointed by a Democrat has done. He has put up a flag, an upside-down flag that is a symbol of the Stop the Steal movement, and now this other flag that we've learned about, the appeal to heaven. This is a radical, extreme Christian nationalist symbol that's come to mean an association with the Seven Mountains mandate of evangelicalism and complete separation of church and state. So I think they need to be making that argument, not the recusal argument about politics.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Do you see any hope, frankly, for Dick Durbin and the Senate Judiciary Committee? Up to this point, it's been like, you know, every time Republicans bark, they roll over.
It's really disheartening. And yes, as I wrote my piece, Alito's not going to be removed from the Supreme Court. You know, that's just not going to happen in terms of where the Republican Party is in the House and in the Senate. But what they can do, Democrats who control the Senate, is have hearings. And it is Dick Durbin, the Judiciary Committee chairman. Now, after the first flag, he said, well, there's nothing here that's to be gained. And I don't know what we would do. Well, there's a lot to be gained. What you do is you are holding hearings that show the American people exactly what is going on here, much as Republicans hold hearings in the House that are shows, and they're not even based on anything. They're just lies, right? They're trying to get a message out. Here, you have the ability to hold hearings and even talk about, is this an impeachable offense? Should there be ethics rules? What should we be doing? So I hope after the second flag, maybe there will be that pressure. I've certainly been telling listeners to my show to call Dick Durbin's office and make sure they're heard.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. The other Signorelli report that I found fascinating was your argument that Democrats need to pull a plug on Mike Johnson. You want to elaborate?
Well, you know, here we were with Ukraine aid being held up by Republicans for months, by Mike Johnson for months, and he was bowing to MAGA extremists and Donald Trump. And, you know, he just decided that he wasn't going to allow this money to be sent to Ukraine. And then he decided to give it a shot, give a vote. Democrats were happy. It would cost him because, of course, he was threatened by Marjorie Taylor Greene. They helped him out. They saved him from losing his seat. And then what does he go and do? He goes and attacks our justice system up in New York, defending Donald Trump outside of the trial. And to me, that was such a slap in the face to Democrats who just saved him, because you're trying to sow this suspicion about our judicial system and claim that our judges are not upholding the law and our law enforcement is not upholding the law. And to me, that was just a deal breaker. Any one Democrat can issue a motion to vacate, can, you know, move to a motion to vacate. And I think Democrats should at least be threatening him that will happen. They've already said they might not stay with him if Marjorie Taylor Greene does it again. But I think they need to say, we will do it if you do not, you know, stop sowing seeds of complete and total lack of faith in our judicial system, in the rule of law, and just going up and not doing your job, standing up there and defending Donald Trump.
Well, he's got the legislation that was passed out of the Senate that would give Joe Biden the tools to tighten up the border, to reduce the wait time for adjudication of asylum claims from 3 to 6 years down to 30 to 90 days, add, 6,000 Border Patrol agents and ICE agents. It would be a real substantial thing that would be approved of by Republicans and probably most Democrats as well. And he's still sitting on that thing. Why not just say, you bring this to the floor, we're bringing a motion to vacate the chair, Monday of next week?
Yeah, well, and that would put him in a vice, because it's either, doing that and facing a motion to vacate by Democrats versus Donald Trump and his orders. It's Donald Trump who ordered him not to have a vote on the border deal, right?
Exactly.
So, let's do it.
Yeah, I think that, there have to be, you can't just say, we need you to stop, or we need you to, repeat. We should be demanding, I think, demanding some very specific action, and this seems like the strong one. You just had Republicans in the Senate blow this thing up. It got 50 votes. All the Democrats voted for it, but the Republicans filibustered it. This is like the second version, separate from all the other legislation. And I don't know if that first version could be passed, because it is tied to aid to Ukraine and Taiwan, which has already passed as a separate piece of legislation. So maybe this isn't practical. I'm rethinking my own. But something, it seems, can you think, and the other thing that concerns me is Clarence Thomas in his concurring opinion in Dobbs came right out and said, okay, what we've done here is we've ended this doctrine that a right to privacy is found in the first, fourth, fifth, and arguably 10th amendments. or 14th Amendment, excuse me. And since we've done away with the right to privacy, we should do away with all the cases on which that was based, which would include Obergefell, it would include the contraception case, Griswold versus Connecticut.
Right.
I mean, Obergefell, gay marriage. I mean, yeah, it could do a lot of damage. And Clarence Thomas is openly calling for this. Are you catching any indications that the Republicans in the House or Senate are inclined to move in that direction, or that there are cases working their way toward the Supreme Court, or perhaps even cases before the court right now, that could be used to accomplish what Thomas is advocating?
Absolutely, because Republicans in the states are working toward it. And we know that every Republican that was running for Michigan Attorney General in the last cycle supported bringing birth control back to the states. There are Republicans in state legislatures pushing for that. That's why I think it is smart that Chuck Schumer announced there will be a vote on birth control, contraception, codifying it into law next month.
Right.
It came a day after Donald Trump blurted out that he was looking at the idea of backing bans on contraception in the states. So, I think there's an example of Democrats going on the offense and saying, okay, Republicans, let's see if you're going to back this.
Yeah. Yeah, makes perfect sense. Michelangelo Signorelli, check out his newsletter, the Signorelli Report, at signorelli.com, SIGNORILE.com. I have that right, Michael?
You got it.
It's always great to have you on the program. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Oh, love dropping by. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, good talking to you. And, you know, for our listeners on SiriusXM, stay tuned. Michelangelo will be back on for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dave Elson. Mayor Schmidt used to have this green jacket that said Mayor Schmidt and used to run the CellCom Marathon training run. And I don't know, he was talking to someone. I don't know how that could happen. And he wasn't paying attention and there was a car coming and he's about to go into traffic. And I reached my arm out in front, right in his chest, and I stopped him. I said, Mayor Schmidt, some people think that jacket's Target.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capital Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. So I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Use Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by just going to getsuperbeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com. And the code is TOM to get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com, BEETS, GetSuperBeets.com, and using that code TOM, T-H-O-M. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Oh, one of your callers called in and said that Trump would give us a recession.
Yeah, well, and she was wondering if that was a possibility, I think.
Well, again, let's just look at the history of Republicans in their first term.
Uh-huh.
When they get the White House, and for the last 128 years, every single one of them, without exception, gave us a recession.
Wow, 128 years.
Every 128 years.
Deep digging here, Larry. That's kind of...
I stopped looking only because I reached the point where no one living today would be able to remember when the last time a Republican gave us a recession, did not give us a recession.
Right.
So we've reached that point where there isn't anybody living on the face of this planet that can say, well, there's this Republican that gave us nothing but prosperity. He didn't give us any recessions. You can't say that right now because no one alive on this earth has ever been, can be a witness to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so when you look at why the Republicans give us recessions, it is because they cut taxes. They do voodoo economics. They do that trickle-down thing every time. And when they're not doing that trickle-down thing, they're cutting spending like Eisenhower did, and he got 3 recessions.
Mm.
So when you look at their policies, what their policies are designed to do is basically trying to mimic what happens when Democrats are in the White House. When Democrats are in the White House, we see record profits from corporations, and their coffers get filled. Mm-hmm. And what Republicans are doing is they're sitting back and looking at that and say, well, why don't we just skip the middleman and just shove it right up the corporation's coffers directly so they get all the money anyway, just like the, what happens when the Democrats do. Well, when you do that, the rich people stop hiring poor people. They stop hiring college grads. They start outsourcing because now they can keep more of the money.
Yep.
And they can collect more money, and that's their whole intent. That is the only reason why they live, is to collect more and more and more money. And when you do that, that leaves the vast majority of the people without money, and they don't go to the stores owned by the rich people. And if they don't go to the stores owned by the rich people, profits fall, the stock market falls, you get the recession that the Republicans always give us.
There you go. There you go. Brilliant, Larry. Brilliant. Larry, thank you so much. I treasure your calls. Thank you so much. Bruce in Clinton, Iowa. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, it's been a while since I called and talked to you, and I want to tell you I took your challenge and got active. For over a year now, I've been writing a column in our county Democratic newsletter. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for a lot of inspiration, and at times when I have to do research, for some perspiration. But it has been a great thing to do.
Yeah, to paraphrase Thomas Edison. That's great, Bruce.
Well, anyway, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about child labor. Mm-hmm. And if I can start this, I just want to mention briefly, my dad was born in 1922. Of course, he grew up during the Great Depression. Dad always talked about being 12 and 13 years old, and at times having to take jobs, working like a man to help pay off family bills.
Yeah.
That had an effect on him all his life because he missed being able to play with a lot of his peers as a boy.
Yeah.
I hate to think about the changes that we're looking at now that have happened. And I guess my question to you is, Francis Perkins and others gave us the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 that happened a few years after my dad was a kid. And child labor provisions and a lot of other things are in that. How are my state of Iowa and many of these other red states and governors and whatever and legislatures able to get away with ignoring what's in the Fair Labor Standards Act?
Right. I don't know, Bruce. I mean, you've got the 10th Amendment, but that doesn't put states above federal law. The Supremacy Clause in the Constitution says federal law trumps everything else. I would have to look at the Fair Labor Standards Act and see if there are real teeth in the child labor provisions. I just don't know. I'm sorry. It's not something I'm an expert on. Bruce, thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your call. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover a
state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A disaster declaration in Dallas County, Texas, after severe rain pummeled the region.
After a devastating and deadly Memorial Day holiday weekend of violent storms, yet another horrific system sweeping through Texas.
Oh my God!
Torrential rain inundating drivers on Interstate 635 in Dallas. By the time the storms made their way to Houston, outages topped a million across the state.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. It took until early evening in New York City, but closing arguments concluded in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. On Wednesday, the judge will instruct the jury, and then the panel will begin deliberations. In Washington, D.C., a three-judge federal appeals panel upheld the conviction of January 6th insurrectionist Thomas Webster and the 10-year prison sentence the retired New York City cop got. The panel rejected Webster's claim that the jury that convicted him was biased. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
If someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 1/8 hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, some locally heavy rainfall. Lows will drop to the upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark. On Wednesday, skies turning sunny with highs in the low to mid-60s, mid and upper 60s for Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dan Van Lan and Hobart Lawrence Police.
Man, I went to the Ostoff. It's a Saturday night, and I'm checking everything out, and I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream, right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous.
Do you have a picture?
I don't.
That's phenomenal.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Polzowitz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Right of the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dan in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, since your program has focused a lot on the judicial system, what is Judge Cannon doing, or how is she performing on her other cases? Is she antagonistic to prosecutors? Is she delaying them? What is she doing as a judge?
I have no
idea. Is there any
way
to find out?
I'm guessing that there are probably court watchers there. Somebody's probably paying attention to her and maybe writing about it for local newspapers or something, but I don't know, and I'm not sure even how to find out.
But do you think, like Jack Smith would try and find out if she's behaving this way in other cases?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he's looking into her overall behavior, but I'm not sure that he has the ability to use that in any way.
I understand. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. Dave in Brooksville, Florida. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, you know, I've pondered for decades about the flagrant and shameless pride that Republicans take in being wrong about everything and being completely disconnected from science, common human decency, and reality itself. And I finally figured it out. The fact is, we are literally in the midst of an actual zombie apocalypse. Anything goes now, and it's not going to get any better. Yeah. Since a series of Republican presidents have successfully packed the courts with bottom feeders such as Clarence Thomas and Sammy Alito, and you know, right-wing treason became not just legitimized but mainstream when the Gipper made that backroom deal with the Ayatollah to keep the American hostages so that Jimmy Carter couldn't claim any kind of success with that. Ever since then, it's been, you know, no holds barred for Republicans committing treason while they wrap themselves in the U.S. flag. They've become ugly cartoon caricatures of themselves. That's why Nikki Haley can declare that Donald Trump isn't even qualified to hold a driver's license, yet support him for the White House. That's why Trump zombies can look back on how great things were with Trump, even though we were stacking bodies up in refrigerator trucks as the morgues were overflowing with dead Americans. There's just no cerebral activity happening here in the heads of these people. The only thing that counts is their own personal cravings for blood and their festering hatred for anything or anyone that isn't another hate-fueled zombie like themselves, willing to throw this country overboard to save a nickel and a gallon of gas and stick it to Democrats. Why? Simple, because Democrats actually are the party that puts Americans, not just America, but Americans first, and always have been. End of story. It's really that simple. Thank you.
Another epic rant, Dave. Thank you very much for that. Jerry, in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, from Florida.
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to touch on what you were talking about, wealth disparity and a few other things, so I'll just get right to it. This weekend I went down to the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale area, for a couple of days for a little vacation, in-state vacation, and saw advertisement for a need of nannies and also maids, which there's a shortage of in the Miami area for the wealthy people. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, they're offering pay up to $120,000, 4 weeks paid vacation, 401k plans, and health care.
Wow. Yet, is this because DeSantis signed that law that basically drove most of the undocumented workers out of the state?
Exactly. And this is not only someone that runs an agency saying she can't find people, but these are also, I guess, wealthy people who had maids and nannies who maybe some of them retired or they went and did some other kind of work. They want to find a good person to come into their house that they can trust, that's right. going to work for a couple of years, and just how frustrated they are. So that's one thing. Wealth disparity. I was in the Fort, spent time in the Fort Lauderdale area. I've been to Miami several times. I haven't been to Beverly Hills or anywhere like that in a few years, over a decade. But there's a car called the Rolls-Royce Cunard, and it's a SUV Rolls that, if I'm correct, it either sells for $283 or maybe $300 and something. Mm-hmm. While in Fort Lauderdale, I saw three of them.
Wow.
Now, this is a car, even when I'm in New York over the summer, not that I go to the Hamptons, but even being around Fifth Avenue or Lower Manhattan, I had never seen one.
Yeah.
I saw three of those over spending a few days in Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
Went to several restaurants. Every place is basically, you know, valet parking. Places were packed.
Yeah.
But yet I can drive, Tom, maybe 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, and you see the poverty, you see the homelessness. So, and then in closing, our evil governor that you just mentioned, DeSantis, a few minutes ago, before I went away, I read a news story last Thursday that this wicked man is calling for his, I think it could be the state, the AG or person over something. They want to investigate Starbucks because they have an initiative to get, and they, though the DEI, we know, is for women, is for Hispanics, Asians, for everybody other than white males, but they specifically said black people. Why are they getting opportunities to go into management? Why does Starbucks have a program to help black people get contracts with the stores to do business with Starbucks?
Yeah, so Ron DeSantis does everything but wear a robe and a hood, you know?
Yeah, so I guess black people are just supposed to be baristas at Starbucks, and I'm not putting down being a barista, but that's all you can achieve in life. And he's going to waste taxpayer money. They're going to open an investigation of Starbucks.
Right.
Sometime at my age and living through the 50s and 60s and have hope for this country, I just say, what in the hell is going on, Tom?
Yeah, no, I get it, Jerry. I can tell you what's going on, and you know it well, is that Ron DeSantis knows that there are a lot of racists in Florida, in the South generally, a lot of white racists, that they are his base, and that if he abandons them, they will leave him also. And he's got, and he wants to be president, and he's looking at 2028, and he thinks that the white racist vote will hand him the White House. I think, you know, if 4 more years from now, you're going to have a lot more young people, young people, you know, representing diversity, aging into the voting pool, and you're going to see, you know, probably I think the number is around 10,000 a day, older people dying off. And so, you know, I think it's going to get harder and harder for Republicans. And I think that's why they're all willing to throw in for one last effort to end democracy in America, because it's the only way that they're ever going to hold power, in my opinion. Jerry, thank you. That was a great analysis. Jim in Romeoville, Illinois. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Howdy, Tom. How you doing?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
I heard you last week talk about Dick Durbin and calling his office to,
subpoena Alito and Leo and Thomas, yeah.
Right. I called today Senator Durbin's office, and I talked to him, and I told him that, you know, I'd like to see these guys impeached. If not, at least hold hearings on it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And I told him also that I wanted him to grow a spine and not be a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they took a little bit of offense to that.
Yeah, probably.
But
still.
But I don't care. And because I told that lady or that guy that, you know, I'm going to come on your radio station and say that I'm one of the people that want this guy impeached, and you're my senator, and you're about the sixth highest powerful person in the United States, and I want you to do something, because the Supreme Court is just useless. I have no respect for any of them.
Yeah. You know, well, I have a lot of respect for the three Democrats. Did you see where Sotomayor said over the weekend that, or I guess it was last Friday, that sometimes she just breaks down and cries as a result of these decisions that these right-wingers are shoving down our throats?
Right, I did. And, you know, and I also mentioned that Alito needs to be questioned right away about why he wrote the dissenting opinion on this South Carolina. I hear the music. On that voting thing. I thought that was wrong, and I think that goes against the Constitution. Also, yeah. I just ordered your book, your Supreme Court book.
Oh, good.
I think you'll like it. I'm going to read that, and I'll talk to you later. Have a good break. Thank you for hearing my call.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Good talking to you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So the prosecution is now delivering their closing arguments in the Trump trial in New York City, and basically they're saying, hey, here's the case. Look at this. You know, we got it. We got this guy nailed.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dave Elson.
Mayor Schmidt used to have this green jacket that said Mayor Schmidt and used to run the CellCom Marathon training run. And I don't know, he was talking to someone. I don't know how that could happen. And he wasn't paying attention and there was a car coming and he's about to go into traffic. And I reached my arm out in front, right in his chest, and I stopped him. I said, Mayor Schmidt, some people think that jacket's Target.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. And number two, you have to store in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, and Will in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? You know, I was yesterday was Memorial Day, and I went out to my father's and my brother's grave site. My brother died in Vietnam in 1967. My father fought in World War II. He was a petty officer in the Navy, and I am black. You know, I would like to ask DeSantis and Swami, you know, what do they think about my father fought for their freedom to be here, you understand, and then for them to try to reject black people. I'm trying to figure out, you know, saying, what do they think when my father fought for those two immigrants, because their family immigrated here. Mine's been here, you know, matter of fact, since the country was formed, because I have Indian in my family besides being, you know, I'm saying, black African in my family. But what makes him think, because on the wars that my father and my brother fought in, you see, that he has more rights than I have to try to, you know, discard my history, you're saying, and my birthright here in America. I would like for you to ask them that question. And, you know, and why is my tax money going to somewhere like, for instance, Florida or Texas, you see what I'm saying, or any of these other states that want to reject my history?
Right. The taker states, I call them. There's the maker states, yeah, and the taker states. And those are the blue states by and large are maker states, and red states by and large are taker states. That's a great rant, Will. And clearly, you know, DeSantis doesn't give a rat's ass, frankly, about the service of black people in specifically and probably of anybody serving in the military. Although he actually did serve in the military. I guess you have to give him some credit for that. But
not even go giving that, because wouldn't my, for my father fighting in World War II for him to be here?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah,
so that
good
needs
point,
to go
Will.
To him, and I hope he's listening too.
Yeah, there
all
you
right,
go.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Will. Good to hear from you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I want to remind the younger listeners that voodoo economics was a Bush the Elder term against Reaganomics until, of course, he signed on.
Yeah, it was. That was during the 1980 primary.
Exactly. April, I guess.
Yep.
The one thing that Team Trump is still incompetent about, I guess you get similar text messages I do, you know, buy these shirts, right, Trump flags, whatever. When you do your fundraiser, you're offering different levels of giving. Even my little charity does gold, silver, bronze levels. His is all about, you know, here's the item, and, you know,
please
give $3,500, $3,000, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the sloppy design, usually by non-Americans, of you're just trying to squeeze out as much money as fast as possible with as little in return, which is less a check, not capitalism.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trump, Team Trump, they're as incompetent as this as they were as governance or running a business. But this is what they want. Heaven help us all.
Yeah. No, good point, David. Excellent point. And it just shows that it's all a grift. And the fact that, you know, he's pumping out four or five of these things a day, it's pretty good evidence of it. David, thank you for the call. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to weigh in on the upside down flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Sam Alito.
Judge Alito, correct. It's a signal of distress. And now we have people calling it, this country is in distress. This country is in distress. But you have other people saying this country is not in distress. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Those are just a matter of opinions. And eventually you get to the point, let's take it to the judge. You take it to the judge. The people that say the country is in distress, they took it to the judge 61 times.
Yeah.
And like, not in distress, not in distress, yeah. Not in distress. And then they took it to the Supreme Court, and now all of a sudden you see Justice Alito flying an upside down flag.
Right.
You're feeling pretty good about your case.
Yeah.
So even so, now all you got to do is just get you're 1 in 61. That's why this guy should be not impeached, just recused. He's already telling you, just come here. You know,
yeah.
I got you.
And well, this
goes up the.
And, you know, he was flying that Peel to Heaven flag, which is the other flag of the insurrection. And Mike Johnson's got that flag out in front of his office in the Capitol building. And Leonard Leo apparently is flying that flag over his homes, the guy who's got $1 billion now to pack our courts.
And can I make one more point?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I think we're out of time, Aaron. I'm sorry. It's the end of the show. My apologies. But next time. Next time. It's, it is 56 minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, or it's not democracy. It's something else, and we don't want that something else. We want democracy in America. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Sign up with indivisible.org or the local Democratic Party. Show up at their meetings. Get out and participate. Double check your voter registration. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, Ben and Deanna Malcor join us with their Moving with the Malcor segment. They'll give us some advice on buying or selling your home.
Then reporter Ben Krumholtz from Fox 11 stops by to talk about some of the stories he's been working on.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another 37 people